What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University. It's been a busy podcast Sunday for K-State, or at least for this podcast anyways. Here again, the date, March 8th, on this Sunday, March 8th, 2026. Thank you so much again. If it's your very first time checking out this podcast here, whenever this episode comes out, this is with women's tennis. Kind of breaking away a little bit from basketball. Yes, I will get to the women's basketball, whether that be here later on or tomorrow morning at the latest there as well. As their season came to an end, obviously, we also cover women's sports, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's basketball. Fortunately, their run came to an end. More on that when I hit touch on that. Women's golf, women's rowing, and of course, yes, baseball. Men's basketball, football, obviously, and all that, right? So we have that going on. But we're taking a break and breaking away from that to check in on the women's tennis team, who won consecutive. And now they're actually going to be playing in another hour here, actually. So I'm like, oh, we better get this going here. So this might come out, be the second episode of the day, as they're going to be playing Texas Tech in a little bit. But they beat Colorado. Back-to-back Big 12 wins. The K-State women's tennis team, back-to-back Big 12 win, Friday, Colorado. And I think I'm all over the place. I think this is the third weekend in a row that they played, like, on a Friday and a Sunday on the weekend. Because I've noticed that there. So this is I think this is they're going on their third straight weekend having a match on Friday and turn around and have a match on Sunday with an off day in between. I think that's three weekends in a row, if I'm not mistaken there. But the big thing is here, this women's tennis team is young. Cannot describe this enough. This has been a theme really since going back to last fall. With either we're talking in current sports right now, where it's the women's basketball team or this women's tennis team, young is the key word here, right? back-to-back wins there, right? So beat Colorado by one, 44-3 at Meadows Club up in Boulder there. And, yeah, for a consecutive year, the Wildcats have collected a win in the first road match of the Big 12 slate right there. So you have that going on. So they got on the board first, and now they take care of business. It's Colorado. They look to upset Texas Tech. That's been a theme for us here in 2026 so far. Hopefully we keep that going. It's the women's tennis team's responsibility now to do that, right, because the K-State women's basketball team took care of that this week. And they beat them, oh, by the way, in Lubbock. Women's basketball is talking about. Now, the women's tennis team is going to get Texas Tech on the road in Lubbock. We'll see if that stays true later on this afternoon here, really in another hour or so, as I'm recording this latest women's tennis postcast here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This win over Colorado, and they beat a really good Colorado team now. Let me see here. They've won now. K-State has consecutive doubles points to start since the start of conference play, using the first point momentum over Colorado in singles play. And this win marks the first Wildcat victory over the Buffaloes. You got to go back a little bit. The 2018, a match also set in Boulder, and the second straight conference loss for Colorado. So Colorado going the other way. So K-State now 2-1 in conference play. This young team, right? 2-1 in conference play. Colorado. Colorado actually came in here good with 9 wins, excuse me. Now they dropped to 9-4, 1-2 in Big 12 play. And K-State now 2-1 in Big 12 play. This young squad showing us something here, folks. As we look at, let's just take more highlights out of this. The 45th ranked doubles pairing in the nation, the Cosmojaw sisters Marlogo and Mata won half. They won their fifth straight match in a row. They beat Aya Ed Syed and Pia Rebek, sick in dominating fashion, 6-1 right there. And then while Sasha Keslova and Diana Simolaska lost in their number two match, 6-3 there. So that could have been really tied to terms right there. And again, the deciding point, the deciding winning point comes down to Chanel Rusmova there on the backside of the number fifth position there. As, yeah, so again, so this is, and we'll get Jordan Smith here in a minute, but the momentum here for this team here, as, have I mentioned their overall record yet? No, they have not. I have not. 5-4, K-State is now. K-State wins 10 assists now. 2-1, and you have opportunity now, big opportunity to leap forward here against a very good Texas Tech team. The ring seems true here as of late, or since the beginning of the season for this women's tennis team, hanging around with these ranked opponents. You hung around with Clemson in the beginning of the year. Hey, what's up? you hung around with them. You've now beat Colorado. You've beaten a couple of teams now in the mix. So, hey, man, you want to continue to stack good days, baby. As the old saying goes, keep stacking days, continue to build those blocks. Right now, we're in whatever happened in the fall, you know, all those matches in the fall, where you want to call that spring training, if you will, in the fall, that has started to come around. As well as this team knows how to win in close games. This is the second time, as in many game matches, for this Casey Wins tennis team that, all right, it comes down to a point here, right? And you get Chanel Rusmova or a Varvara Brnovic, somebody, a lady like that, to step up to the plate and win, right? Jordan Smith in the press release here saying, oh, by the way, yes, K-State 4, Colorado 3. Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Jordan Smith back. Hold on. Yeah, Jordan Smith after this win saying, quote, I'm so proud of our group tonight. That's a great win on the road for us. It's tough playing here with the altitude and having to use different equipment. Despite those challenges, our team continued to believe in winning, and that's really awesome. Altitude. Yeah, that's always coming. That word. That big word. Altitude. That's always going to be huge playing sports up there because of the elevation, right? So, obviously. So, well, that's, again, soccer, women's soccer, men's football, it doesn't matter. You have to deal with that. That comes into play there. And obviously, running for more because you're dealing with, yeah, the elevation or whatever you're dealing with up there. So, yeah. So, you have that going on as well here. And more here from Coach Smith following this big win on the road. But K-State's got to get one more here in a little bit against Texas Tech. Quote, and he talks about that mindset, quote, definitely going to celebrate this feeling before our quick turnaround playing in Lubbock on Sunday. They're a strong team and we need to be ready, end quote. Yeah, they need to be ready, quick turnaround for this team after our day off yesterday, coming off this big win on Friday, gets Colorado up in Boulder, which is more impressive by this team there as well. Let me see here. Oh, I thought I read something that needed to be said. No, I got that turnaround. All right, so now we look at the rest of the doubles competition. We already talked about the Marlogo sisters. the Cosmojaw sisters, Marlogo C and Marta. They hammered Aya and Pia 6-1 there. And we already mentioned Brnovic and Slomska's match. Diana Simolaska's match there, 6-3 and a loss there. And how about this? Keslova Rusmova rhymes, baby. Beat Emma Bablobo and Anya Nelson. I probably butchered that last name. I'm sorry. 6-4. So you get points right there from the third team. And yeah, we're going to say it again here in the show. Doubles was a huge issue last year for this team. And now you're starting. They're all more competitive. And they're more improved, obviously led by the Cosmojaw sisters there. Now You're getting the flow now. Now we're getting somewhere now. But probably there's a couple of shockers though. Of this match, gotta come from again Marlogo and Mata. They lost their singles match. Both of them lost. That's a rarity. That at least one. We talked about. We've recapped all their matches so far. At least one of them wins. Both of them lose. Woo. But look, fortunately, you had others step up to the plate, and you got wins in doubles competition. It's these little details here and there that pull out these one-run games, Atlanta Braves. But anyways, yeah, Marlogo lost to El Sayed in three sets. The first set went to a tiebreaker, which went deep, and she lost that, but she bounced back there. Yeah, she lost. Yeah, no, hold on a second. She lost in three sets, and Mata got swept again in straight sets in the number one, number two spot. But Sasha Keslova picked it up. They're beating Red Black 6-4, 6-1. Diana Samoloska lost her match to Lyra Exen Farvara Brnovic. Phew, so you kind of came, basically, this thing came down to your number five and number six hitters, players. Brnovic knocked off Nelson in straight sets, and Chanel Rusmova also in straight sets. That's how you get it. That's how you create depth. That's how you get things done right there, baby. On whether it's again baseball, I've talked about it lately. You know, you need other guys stepping up. If you can get guys to produce, right, that makes you so much better and much more of a threat. This right here, your number five and number six players your lineup step up when your number one, number two lose. That's huge. That's big. That's big time. That's big time tennis right there. So shout out to Var Brnovic and Chanel Rusmova. And of note, combination of those players did not lose a single set. Let's go. So, but KC's got to go right back to work later on here in another 45 minutes. They're taking on Texas Tech in Lubbock. Hopefully, we can keep that Texas Tech train rolling as far as women's sports goes. So, if you've been with us all week long, if you've been following K-State women's basketball and they're running that tournament, we upset Texas Tech. We came back 14 down, beat Tech. So we'll see if those vibes can go be passed along to our women's tennis team here as they're getting ready to take on the Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders in a little bit there. But K-State wins it here not in KC, but out there in Boulder. This team knows how to win in close matches. That's the second time as in many matches that a match has come down to a fourth, fifth, or a sixth player in your lineup. And as young as they are, they don't know any better. I've said that before earlier this week. Awesome stuff right now. Head coach Jordan Smith. I know they get put on the bar burner because what women's basketball did. That's okay. That's okay, though. But, hey, we recognize what we recognize here on this podcast. The Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free to bubble daily. Runches Court, Kansas State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Google, plenty of other podcasting platforms to find the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Second of all, make sure you tell a fellow K-State friend, fan, student, alumni about this podcast. I've not said this enough, and I'm going to continue to say it. Thank you guys again for your continued support of this podcast. We continue to put out content, if I can get the words out of my mouth. Yeah, as well, and hey, as I'm getting ready to finalize some stuff for next week, vacation, well, if you want to call it that, on my end, / road trip to potentially make history, yes, sir, this probably will go as normal. That is the plan there, so you're going to get coverage, obviously, daily. This is a daily podcast, by the way, so unless something out of the ordinary happens, You'll get daily content, sometimes two, every now and then three times a week here on this podcast. I thank you so much, K-State Nation, that you guys continue to listen to me be obviously fired up for our sports teams out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Final score. Well, first of two matches over this weekend for K-State wins tennis. K-State wins it. K-State 4, Colorado 3. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports with Cats.